Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So toward the end of the book of Joshua, Joshua speaks to the Israelites about a decision they need to make. He says, "Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the Jordan or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So, with feet firmly planted in the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised to Abraham's descendants generations earlier, it really was time for the Israelites to decide. As a people, they'd finally received the promise that had been the unrealized dream of so many of their forefathers and mothers. God had done all that God had promised to do. Now, it had taken far longer than anyone could have imagined, but the Israelites had the promised land in their possession. The question was now at hand. Who would they follow? And would they choose to remember from whom all their blessings had come? Would they follow the Lord who'd been faithful to them throughout the generations, or would they begin to worship the gods of the land that they had inherited? You know, it's a sad reality in biblical times, but also today, you know. Once the excitement and novelty of God's provision wears off, we often go back to old and less than inspired ways of living. So think about it. God does something amazing in our lives, right? Whatever it is, saves us somehow. And we swear in that moment we will never forget the blessing. And we promise that our lives will be lived better in response to God's gift. But then you know what? Time passes and our passions for holy living and faithful remembrance begin to fade. We stand in our own promised land, forgetting all that God had done to get us to where we are. Joshua told the Israelites that they would be naturally inclined to forget about God and would begin to worship lifeless idols. But Joshua swore that his family would never forget and that they would forever serve the Lord. It is a decision, honestly, we all have before us each and every day. Will we serve our own interests? Will we worship every idol that attracts our eyes, or will we stand with and serve the God who has faithfully brought us forth into the life we now lead? So that's the question. Simply, who will you serve this day? Who will you serve? Let's pray. Lord God, we don't know. Why do we so easily forget the many times that you have saved our skin? And we can scoff at the Israelites for forgetting how you led them out of Egypt. We can act astonished that they would not remember you leading them through the Red Sea. We can shake our heads collectively and wag our fingers disapprovingly at the Israelites who ignored how you fed them for 40 years in the desert. However, what halts our condemnation is the realization that we're really no different from them. We forget. We become distracted. We are devoted to 1,000 things other than you. Oh, Lord, how we long to possess the resolve of Joshua. Lord, we want to serve you. We want our family to do the same. We have decided in favor of you, Lord God. We just need your help to follow through on those intentions. And so it is for that divine help that we pray this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.